Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Perspectives, and we are excited about being here on another Thursday Word Thursday today. Praise the Lamb of God. And already this morning, we've had good fellowship in the Word with the Lord. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, there's nobody like Jesus, people of God. Hallelujah. Good to see my granddaughter and Athelia and those chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God already. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's just a wonderful thing to have people who love you around you. I'm just grateful to God for all he is, all he's doing, all he has done, all he has promised to do. I'm excited about the promises of God, praise the Lamb of God, being fulfilled. I'm watching God do some tremendous things for people around me, praise the Lamb of God, and praise the Lamb of God for the ministries in which my hand is in and is in touch with. I'm just watching God do some miraculous stuff. I tell you, canceling debts. Oh, my goodness. What? Who ever heard of a thing? God is canceling debts. Praise the Lamb of God. Dropping mortgages way down below what they are supposed to be. Making it easy. Lifting the heavy burden off people. Praise the Lamb of God. Properties is coming into the saints' hands. Oh, my goodness. One of my friends just got a condo down downtown. Boy, what is the name of that place? Praise God. It's right next door, those of you who live in Detroit, to the Jeffersonian. Right, and you can see Chris Rock's house from it and the marina and Canada and Belle Isle and all of that right from their window. Oh, my goodness. People have got $13,000. That's all they paid for it. For a condo, praise. Y'all better listen to me. Praise God. My God. Let me tell you something. Those condos in prime time were worth close to $200,000. Praise the Lord. And don't think the city is not going to flip back. They bought it as an investment piece. Praise the Lord. Paid cash for it. And is renting it out, about to rent it out even now. People of God, it's a good season. It's a good time. God promised us he was going to give it back to us. He promised us, get ready for the blessings of God that is in store for you. Get ready for what God has for you. Get ready for what God has for you. Don't play no games. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't allow anybody in your circle, hallelujah, to hold you back from progressing. Praise the Lamb of God. If they're not on a progressive swing forward, then drop them like a hot potato. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I will let you go if you're not going nowhere. If you just want to sit and look and be idled all day, I don't have time for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm on my way to glory land. Don't you want to go with me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see granddaughter here. Hallelujah. All right, we're headed to Chicago. Here we are right here. Chicago, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, granddaddy.
Is all well?
Yeah, all is well.
Praise the Lord. Y'all got my tuxedo ready?
Yeah, we getting everything together.
She said, yeah, we get everything together. I don't know how that sounds. Praise the Lord. I better get you some help in here. Ophelia, where you at? Where's Ophelia? Let me see Ophelia help you out
hi,
here.
Hi, Pastor.
Ophelia, did you get invited to this wedding? I want to know, did she invite the intercessors to the wedding? Somebody got to be praying for us. I might trip down the aisle. I might fall. What you think, uh-huh. Ophelia?
Hey, it's her wedding. Whatever she wants, it's her day.
Whatever it's her wedding, whatever she wants, she's supposed to get it, don't she? That's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me see my. No, you know, Angel don't text me until I get on the radio. Angel, don't text me. She don't never text me in the morning till I get on the radio. Then she go to texting me. I tell you, she my boss. I have to reply back to her. Praise the Lord. But all things are in order. We praise God for that. We're heading towards Chicago the weekend of the 4th of July, July 5th, that Saturday, praise the Lamb of God. Somewhere during that day, we're planning on having a wedding ceremony in the city of Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. Got to shoot over there and then shoot right back. Praise the Lamb of God so we can engage in truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the next week I'm supposed to be in Atlanta, Georgia for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen, before I forget, I want y'all to join me. Praise the Lamb of God. Flint, Michigan at New Jerusalem Church. They're on Carpenter Street with Pastor Sanders. Praise my good friend, Pastor Sanders, who is, the, boy, you if you've never been to New Jerusalem, you just want to come look at the building, the way this structure was. It has an open Bible, praise the Lamb of God, biggest Bible you ever seen on the outside, etched in stone, praise the Lamb of God, with prayer hands laid in it. You want to come to New Jerusalem, this beautiful edifice Praise the Lamb of God, built by the New Jerusalem Church under the pastors of Bishop Otis Floyd. Oh, my goodness gracious, you want to come in there. We're going to have a prophetic awakening there for 2 days. Praise the Lamb of God, the 23rd and the 24th of this month. Not next month, people of God. Of this month, we will be there. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're inviting you, you and you, to come and share with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we activate that church into the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better come on. Help a prophet. I need your help. Praise the Lamb of God. Up at New Jerusalem, Flint, Michigan. Praise the Lord on Carpenter Street. Those two nights, praise the Lamb of God. If you need a hotel room, praise the Lord, then we will find that for you also. I don't know where they're going to house me, because I'll be staying up there doing the shows from there, what have you. But we need, praise the Lamb of God, to make that available to you. Those of you who want to come and be a part of that, it's going to be an awesome time at New Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God, Full Gospel Baptist Church, under the pastors of Dr., praise the Lamb of God, Saunders, not Prophet Saunders. Now, this is another one. This ain't Prophet Saunders Church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, by which the Prophet Darrell Saunders would be with me there in Flint. It's going to be a wonderful time, and I want you to come and be a part of that, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, sometime in the fall, we're on our way back to Cincinnati also. Praise the Lamb of God. The pastor, bishop, called and told me they need me to come back for a couple of more days. Praise the Lamb of God, because the people want to go higher and deeper in the realm of the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, God is using us in a great way, and I want you to be a part of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. But you got to get mobile. You got to be able to move and go and do, praise the Lamb of God. If I had a big bus, I'd pick Manganese up in Chicago. I'd come around and grab Celia. Let me see. Then I'd go around. I'd grab some of the Bayou people. There's some praying people down in the Bayou. Praise the Lamb of God. I hit Chicago and handcuff Shatwan. You got to handcuff her to get her to come on out, you know. Praise her and get her and hit Indianapolis, get Darrell Saunders. Praise the Lord, gets a couple of my administrators. Oh, my God, got to pick up Angel, got to have my psalmist with me. Praise the Lamb of God, grab Joseph, and we'll go on a tour that the nation will not forget. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I love Jesus today, people of God, and the Lord is here with us today already. I want you to know today, hallelujah, that the word of God is true. Praise the Lamb of God. And because his word is true, I put it on Facebook today, we don't look at things that are seen. Hallelujah. For they are temporal. Come on, talk to me here. But we look at the unseen. Hallelujah. That's eternal. So I keep my eyes on God, the eternal God doing eternal things. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't looking at what I got here. No, all this going to fade away. The clothes, the furniture, all of it's going to just deteriorate if nobody touch it. It's going to fall apart one day without somebody even sitting in it. It's going to deteriorate. Temporal. But everything God does, the Holy Ghost in me can't die. I'm incorruptible seed, people of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. What God does is eternal. Hallelujah. He's an eternal work. Praise the Lamb of God in you. And he's perfecting that concerns you in this season and in this time and in this day. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Let's create a prayer storm here, people of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to have a prophetic good time up in here today. Ring your neighbor. Call a friend. Tell them the prophet is on the air. Tell them the apostolic prophet is on the air, and he's ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Bertha is here with me, too. Hallelujah. I know Prophet Darrell is going to rise up sooner or later and jump on in here. How you doing, Bertha?
I am fine. How you doing, Prophet?
Hallelujah. I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hi,
my children. How you doing?
Hey. Had dreams all night battling with the devil, but I won the fight. Yeah. I woke up with a headache, but I won the fight.
I know you did.
Hallelujah, I'm victorious. I'm victorious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Here we are now. Let me see what we're going to do here. Granddaughter going to pray today. Granddaughter
Amen.
Is the mighty.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God for her. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. You want me to tell you something? I want you all to pray for Gina's mother. She didn't know it, but I got angels that work at the hospital, praise the Lamb of God, and I sent an angel by her room this morning to pray with her. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Boy, I sent a she didn't know, it's a minister, praise the Lamb of God, that works in the hospital, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the hospital, but it's one of our ministers, and I sent her by the room. Hallelujah.
Praise
and she
God.
Went in there and yeah. told Tina's mother, Pastor Shakespeare, sent me and told me to tell you he loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. And she went in there and they prayed together. Oh, my goodness, Chris. I tell you, God always will make a way for you. Praise the Lamb of God and do what is necessary. So we want to remember the sick and shut-in people of God. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something. Don't turn on your televisions and watch the news. Do you will fall on your face in prayer. Oh, what is happening? These demons that's getting a hold of our young people. Oh, my goodness. Boy, it's enough to just weep. Praise the Lamb of God between the porch and the altar. I tell you the truth, people of God. How this nonsense that's going on. This killing, my God. Now they're talking about this fictional character, Slender Man. Watching on internets and stuff, and Slender Man, they're trying to please a fictional character. Stab that girl 18 times. Stab her 18 times. For a fictional character, to please a fictional character, somebody who is not even real. People of God, it's time for us to get on our knees and pray. Pray for those in hearts and, oh, my God, all over the land, those of you who are confined to your homes, to beds, oh, my goodness, got hospice situations going. I know, praise the Lamb. Nobody wants to see their mother or father drift away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you got to remember, hallelujah, we all must make that walk. Praise the Lamb of God sooner or later. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb. Prepare your hearts for it. We're still praying for, praise the Lamb, of Bertha and Lisa and their family. Praise the Lamb of God. They've laid one to rest, and they still have another this Friday. Praise the Lamb of God. We are still lifting them up. Hallelujah. Come on, granddaughter. I want you to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. So much to pray about. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy on the land. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah today. Praise the Lamb.
Father God, we just come in the name of Jesus. God, just to thank you, God, for the day that you have made, God. And God, we're glad and we're rejoicing on this day. Father God, we just want to ask that you would forgive us of all sins, God. Forgive us of all iniquities, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Love on this day, God. God, that we might be made worthy, God, to enter into your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, search our hearts today, God. And God, whatever is not like you, God, whatever that does not please you, God, God, we ask that you will remove it from us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will be in our righteous place with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I just come, God, asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that you would look on your children today, God, and have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we repent for everything, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we turn from it, God, in the name of Jesus, because you have ordered our steps, God. And, oh, God, we have a desire to follow the will of you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we intercede and lift up your children today, God. God, those that are sick in their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we claim healing for them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, regulate every breathing problem that they have, God. God, regulate the organs and the tissues today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, as only you can, God, be the doctor that they need, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are going into surgery, God, we ask that you would guide the scalpel, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, guide the doctors, God, hallelujah. God, that they may see and do all that needs to be done, God. For God, in the end, we believe the report of the Lord, God. And God, the report says that we were healed, God, because your son bore the 39 stripes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we just want to thank you for it, God. God, we want to thank you, hallelujah, God. God, as we see the manifestation, God, we thank you for the words that you have given us, the power and the authority, God, to call it to be so in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you would go into the nursing homes today, God. And, oh, God, give them a special visit today, God. God, give them a special word, God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know that you're still there, God. And you have not forgot about them, God. God, family may not come and friends may not come to visit, God. But, God, we know that you are a God that loves your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. And God, we lift up Bertha's family and Lisa's family, God, as they lay their nephew to rest tomorrow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would comfort them.
My God.
We ask that you would dry every tear, God. God, we ask right now, God, that his life would not be in vain, God. But oh, God, that it would draw somebody into your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that your salvation is extended to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them not pass up the opportunity, God, for everlasting life with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you look on that mother, God, in the name of Jesus, and continue to strengthen her, God, through this journey, God, name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when she feels lonely, God, when she feels hurt, God, oh, God, you be there to comfort her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we lift up Gina's mother, God. For God, we know that you're doing a work in her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we expect the testimony, God, of a great miracle in the name of Jesus, God.
Glory, God.
Yes, God. The long tears, God, made whole in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
thank
in the name,
Father.
We just believe your word, God. God, we believe what you have already said, God. We believe the promises, God, and we stand on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, I ask everyone that's listening through the airwaves, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know that request, God. You know what's going on in their homes, our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I ask that you would call them, God, to fall on their knees and begin to pray, God. Begin to cry out, God. Begin to travail, God, in the name of Jesus. Not only for themselves, God, God, but for those that are around them, God. For our children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we fall on our face before you, God, we're travailing for the children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind up spirit, God, that tries to attach itself, God, to your people, God. God, we bind up the spirit that tries to snatch them, God, to kill, steal, and destroy, God, the next generation, God. But, oh, God, as we stand watch today, God, God, hallelujah. We'll not lose another soul on our watch, God. God, we'll be so ever careful, God, to spread your word, God, the name of Jesus, God. God, we'll begin to pray when we need to pray, God. Oh, God, we'll be obedient and go when you say go, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, that you have kept us, God, with this in the name of Jesus, God, and we don't take this job lightly, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for those that are listening to the airwaves, God. God, God, they're calling on you, God. Those that have lost all hope, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak hope into their lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Those who are lonely, God, we speak life into them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. For God, we know that you are in time, God. God, you come in time, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we come to give you a radical praise today, God. We come to give you a worship today, God, from our hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come to your face today, God. God, we come to speak a word from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, a word that will stand, God, a word that will take up, God, through all generations, God. Oh, God, speak a word through the airwaves, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your people may begin to hold on to, God, that they may believe, God, what you have said, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because your word has never changed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we just thank you and praise you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Manifestation on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We expect money to come in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we expect to hear a testimony, God, about the dead being raised, God. We expect to hear a testimony, God, about legs growing out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as I naturalize to get in the seat, God, your great works, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're moving forward today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, by the power and authority, God, that you have given us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you would look on your leaders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those who have grown weak back, God. Oh, God, I ask that you would strengthen them back, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring them back to your word, God. Let them know that they must stand today, God, and not compromise, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God, where the enemy tries to attack them, God, we bind up every spirit, God, and every weapon of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind up that suicide spirit, God, that tries to attach itself to your leader, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We tell you, God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God, in this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, you have sent us out into the highways and the byways, God. And oh, God, as we're working the work of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we have not let it get by us, God. But oh, God, we'll continue to pray, God. We'll continue to travail for your leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, draw those that have walked away from your back, God. You said that you was married to the backslider, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we call them back into the fold, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, in the name, we call those, God, that have just left, God. Oh, God, those that have been disgusted, God. Those that have been busted, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Amen. Those that have dried up in the spirit, God.
God.
We speak right to them now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those that have turned the deaf ear to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we speak speak into their ear, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we call them back, God. And
yes,
they must, God, they must come back in the name of Jesus, God, into obedience, God. We call them back right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For your word say your people perish, God, for the lack of knowledge, God. So, God, I ask that you would give them a revelation, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hold it to God in the name of Jesus, God. God, open your word up and make it plain to them, God.
Open
in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the walk, God. We thank you for the call that you have placed on our lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you praise today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know some didn't make it, God. God, we're here today, God, and God, we're proclaiming the good news, God, that you still live, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and oh, God, that you still save, God. So now, God, the message becomes repent, God, for the kingdom of God is at hand, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we begin to spread the word, God, to repent, God, for time is no longer like it was, God, but oh, God, it's time to get it right, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Opportunity, God. Thank you, hallelujah, God, that you would allow us to come into your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask right now to reveal your glory today, God. God,
yes,
take
God.
Off this stone today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Decrease it, God, that you might increase in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let the word flow today, God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus, Prophet Shakespeare today, God, as he opened his mouth, God, let the fire fall out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every word shall burn, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every impurity, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let it convict us. Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, for elevation on his life, God. Oh, God, as he goes forth, God, you're opening doors, God, hallelujah, that we didn't even see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for every miracle in his life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you that you're enlarging his territory, God, and you're putting his name in the wind, God. Oh, God. God, that they're speaking him out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you shall bring him, God, before great men and women, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And they shall know, God, that this is the first, God, that you have for this kind, God, for such a time as this, God. You have raised him up, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to speak your word today, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God, you have raised him up, God, for such a time as this, God, to draw them into the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that his word shall reach, God, every end of the world, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you and praise you, God, and we give you glory, God, hallelujah. Come in and do what you want to do, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we give you glory, God. Hallelujah.
Give you glory.
Way, Lord.
Glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
My God. You're praying, woman, today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb today, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some doors need open for people. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some doors, hallelujah, that I want open for some of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm asking God to open these doors. These doors, hallelujah, of opportunity. Doors. Praise the Lamb of God, of promotion. These doors. Yes. Hallelujah. That's going to reposition them, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yeah, there you are. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Father. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Break the arrows and the bow. Break the shield and the sword, oh, God. Hallelujah. The battle belongs to you. The battle.
Have your way, God.
Yes. The battle is yours. Ah, God. Your faith is...
Hallelujah.
They're trying to remain strong. Unbelief today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. God, your great and mighty promise. Your great and mighty promise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
your good word over our lives. We wait upon you. Eyes upon you, O God.
Hallelujah.
Under the bohosh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You made ways through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Two gods that brought water from the rock.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Brought from the sea. You, God. Are still God.
Yes.
You have not lost an ounce of your power. You're still able. Brought your people into the promised land. Hallelujah. To give each of your children their respective promise. Bless today. Bless today. Manifest your power. Manifest your word. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God praise today. My God, people of God, I believe, hallelujah, in the breaker's anointing. I believe in it. I believe that God is able, no matter what battle we are facing, that he's able. Praise the Lamb of God, even as it says in Psalm 76. God is the arrows and the bow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of our enemies, he's able to do this for us, the Lamb of God. And he's able, praise the Lamb of God, to give you the victory over whatever it is, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in conflict with. But never get beside yourself to think that you are the one doing it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You must remember that it's God. And you shall say,
God did it.
God did it. Hallelujah.
God did it.
Hallelujah.
God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you get in your tongue too much, God's going to have to show you that you don't have power to do anything.
Come on now.
Not even to get out of your bed.
Okay.
Not even to lift your head off your pillow.
God did it.
It's God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for leading us to the throne of grace today. My goodness gracious.
Boy, hallelujah.
When they hear the intercessors praying, and I've been told this, some of the odd, they praying too long. You need to break them down on their time. But even while she was praying, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, let the intercessors pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God does very little in the earth realm without an invitation. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. The heavens belong to our God. The earth to the sons of men.
That's right.
We invite him into the earth realm. To do what he does.
Jesus.
That's why he seeks an intercessor.
Yes.
That's why he seeks praying people.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't you ever forget it. Praise the Lamb of God. You better learn how to pray yourself. Glory to Jesus. Wait a minute. Why you think you have to pray and ask him to help to be watch over your children? You know, he must be invited into your realm.
That's right. Thank you, God.
You have to invite him in to expel the devil. To get the devil out, you got to invite God in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If it was an absolute automatic, then people wouldn't be demonically possessed. And they wouldn't need what we
call Jesus.
But we have to invite God back in that space to occupy what once was his because it has been given over. Hello, light bulbs. Oh, I told you something today. I know I did. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Must pray.
Yes, God.
We must pray. We must pray. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. And I believe in it too. I believe in the works of prayer. And if you don't, then don't call in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just sit and listen. Because we believe in some praying around here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, I believe in it. My God, hallelujah. Listen, it's going to be a glorious, glorious, glorious time. I need to say this again to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm waiting. I was hoping that he would call in soon. Bishop Simon Gordon is in town. Bishop Simon Gordon, one of our great, oh my goodness, minds and preachers. Praise the Lamb of God. He was engaged in a thing in Lansing. But he's on his way back down here, praise the Lamb of God, and he's at Greater Ebenezer Church in Rosedale Park, praise the Lamb of God, right there on Finkel, like in Warwick, right there on Finkel and Warwick, right in that area, Greater Ebenezer is right there, praise the Lamb of God, just west there of the Southfield Freeway and in Rosedale Park. And each night this week, the remainder of the week, he was there last night, he'll be there tonight. And tomorrow night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the boy, oh boy, and they saying he is preaching the walls down, praise God. And I don't know, some of you may not have heard Simon Gordon, but anybody asks me about Bishop Simon Gordon, I say he got two brains, praise the Lamb of God. That Bishop Simon Gordon has two brains, praise the Lamb of God. And he's just a well of information and anointing and power. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you've never heard him, you need to make your way to Greater Ebenezer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On tonight and tomorrow night for that wonderful spring revival that they're having that's going on there. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, then don't forget, people of God, to meet me in Flint, Michigan, on the 23rd and 24th of this month, praise the Lamb of God, at the New Jerusalem Church where we will be there, praise the Lamb of God, in a prophetic awakening. And I want you to come and be a part of that, praise the Lamb. It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, they want to set in place, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic ministry within the church. Praise the Lamb of God and people of God. Amen. That's what God is doing right now. Hallelujah. He's changing ministries. He's changing church. We know it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's changing church, and it needs to change. It needs to change.
God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
But it's insanity to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It needs to change. So we're shifting, praise the Lamb of God, and the prophetic ministry. I read something so powerful yesterday that one of my young friends, praise the Lamb of God, who is a prophet also out of Atlanta, wrote, praise the Lamb of God. He said that the age of the professional preacher is passing us by again. Not because of the knowledge that they have, because that is still needed to a degree, but it's because the apostolic and the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, is being restored to the church, praise the Lamb of God. And that is spirit, praise the Lamb. That is spirit. Hallelujah. And we must embrace the shift. We must embrace the shift that's coming on, praise the Lamb of God. And I've been saying it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must embrace the shift that we're not going to be looking for professional preachers, praise the Lord. We're going to be looking for people with anointing and power. Hallelujah. Yeah, with understanding. With understanding, the Lamb of God. But anointing and power, not just education and a whole lot of words. Hallelujah, because they have a good vocabulary and know how to use syntax and all of that kind of stuff to bring together a complete thought, praise the Lamb of God, grammatically, and praise the Lamb, the tickle our ear, and all of that kind of stuff.
Lord.
But we're going to be looking for power and demonstration. Hallelujah. We're going to be looking for, hallelujah, healings, deliverance. Come on, talk to me here. We're going to be looking for demons out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're going to be looking for souls to be added to the church. Praise the Lamb of God. New converts being added to the church. The harvest is white. The laborers are few. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And that's what the apostolic age ushered in. It just didn't usher in shirts and chains. Gold chains, purple and red shirts and beanie caps. That is not what the apostolic age of the New Testament ushered in. It ushered in 3,000 coming to Christ in one day in just Jerusalem. Hello, light bulbs. It ushered in the Holy Ghost, a Pentecostal explosion. Yeah. It ushered in power with persecution. Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody else's post yesterday said that if you're a prophet, praise the Lamb of God, an apostle, and you're being persecuted, praise the Lamb of God, and they're talking about you and this, that, and another, know, praise the Lamb of God, that God has you in that right now. Take it, bear it, rejoice in it. For great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. Great is your reward. Hallelujah. When they persecute you for righteousness' sake, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God I'm on the winning team. I'm on Jesus' team. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I just love God today. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, let me tell you something, people of God. One of the things you don't want ever to happen to you, praise the Lamb of God, and we're almost ready to go into our prophetic flow, praise the Lamb of God. You don't ever want to be weighed in the balances and found wanting, praise the Lamb of God. You don't ever want the handwriting on the wall.
Amen.
To write on your wall. Hallelujah, that you've been weighed into balances,
my God,
and you have been found wanting. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God has judged you. No, you don't want. Hallelujah. You want to stay, praise the Lamb of God, in a place, in a position, yes, Lord, that God can use you. And that you can be used of God, and that you stay aware of what is holy, in the eyes of God. Praise the name of God. I want you all to know that holiness is attractive. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
The Lamb of God, holiness is attractive. And make sure, people of God, make sure, hallelujah, that you reverence God, reverence his word, hallelujah.
Yes.
Reverence what he speaks to you. Reverence his spirit moving on you. Don't take him for granted. Hallelujah. Because there's millions that wish they could feel the presence of God. And they can't feel him. There's millions that wish they could get a prophetic word. And they haven't received one. There's millions and millions who are living listlessly because God has never spoken. God has never revealed his destiny in their life. But you he's chosen. You he's called with a holy calling. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
He's, the scripture says, with a holy calling.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God. Holy calling.
Pray, he has saved us and called us, the scripture says,
Jesus.
With a holy calling. 2 Timothy 1:9. Praise the Lamb of God. We must never, ever forget that. Praise the Lamb that you have a holy calling. We got a caller, Erica 86. Looks like Sylvia.
Yes, Father.
Carolina?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
How are you, Sylvia?
Hey,
I'm
Sylvia.
We hear that. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, granddaughter, I don't know where Prophet Daryl is today. Praise the Lamb. We pray that he's all right. Hallelujah. He may be in transition somewhere, knowing him. He's always moving about, praise the Lamb of God. But we are here today, praise the Lamb. I want you all to hear that again. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Amen.
You're saved and called with a holy calling. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not neglect holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. You serve a holy God. Be ye holy,
yes, holy
as I am holy, saith the Lord. Be ye holy as I am holy. Be ye sanctified. Be ye set aside. Be ye separate. For holy use. Hello, light bulb.
Hello,
man.
So that God can use you.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness gracious. Sanctify us, holy Lord. Hallelujah.
Sanctify us, holy Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, we're about to go into this thing here. Woo, I just thank you, Jesus, for your presence today. Hallelujah. Let me see here who I got here today. Say what now?
Prophet Daryl is calling in.
Prophet Daryl is calling in. All right. Praise God. I knew he was going to either show up or something. See, he don't know. I'd be worried about him sometimes. I'd be thinking on him, and when I don't see him or he don't say nothing, he don't text.
Amen.
And then thinking something happened to my brother. You know what I mean? Praise God. Got to keep tabs on Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lord. The Lord will stay with him. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. I tell you this, people of God, today. Hallelujah. My God. Let me see. Sylvia, can you take, about 3 or 4 minutes and just pray while Prophet Daryl is getting on. And just pray for us. We can go into our prophetic. I feel this, God, but I want to take this prophetic soul today. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you pray for us just right
here?
Just hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah, the praying for us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We honor you and we worship you, Lord. We enter your gates, God, with thanksgiving and praise, God. Father, we come, God, asking you to forgive us, God, for any sins, God, any words that we might have spoken out of our mouth, even the negative things, God. So, Father, we come before you, God, to exalt you, God, to magnify you, God. Oh, God, we seek your face that your will is done on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we set the atmosphere, oh, God, for your spirit to flow, oh, God, for you to have free will, oh, God, to speak forth your word, oh, God, through your servants, Father, with power and authority, oh, God, and that your word fall on good ground, oh, God, that it takes root, oh, God. Oh, God, that change comes about, oh, God. Oh, Father, and that it impacts your people, oh, God, to do what you have called them to do, Father. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we cover the airways right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we bind back the enemy hands right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your mouthpiece, God. Thank you, Lord, for the word that flows through them, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for the living waters, oh, God, that flows from their belly, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Oh, God, that they have been in your presence, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Oh, God, we magnify you, God. We exalt you all today, oh, God. Oh, Father, and just strengthen them, oh, God. Strengthen your servants, oh, God. Oh, God, hold them up on the right and on the left, oh, God. Oh, Father, I command blessings over them right now, God, as the word is released, oh, God. Oh, God, that you will fill them continuously, oh, God. Oh, God, that they're blessed in the field and blessed in the city, oh, God. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. And, Father, we cancel the plans of the enemy, God, any backlash that he will send against your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we send it to the dry and barren place, oh, God, and fill it in the blood of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your word, God, that will not fail, God. Your word will come to pass, God. Your word, God, will accomplish what you send it to accomplish, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, for the authority that you placed over your man servant, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that he had a heart, oh, God, and a mind to serve you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that he saw, oh, God, what you saw for him, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that the eyes he has, oh, God, and the ears that he have, God, are attentive to your voice, God, attentive to your leading, oh, God. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him, over his home, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that he's birthing more children, oh, God, in your kingdom, oh, God, that are serve you and walk in holiness, oh, God, that are seek your face, oh, God, and speak your word as you give it to us, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. All right. The Lamb. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, here's Prophet Darrell right at the end of the prayer. Prophet Darrell.
I heard that prayer, Apostle. You know, I heard that prayer. That Sylvia can pray. If Sylvia can't cook, she know how to pray.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
She can preach too, man. Praise the Lamb of God. She's a praying machine, I tell you that. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. No, I'll never forget her first message. That girl preached up in TCA. I promise you that.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yes,
that, all my daughters can preach, though. Praise God. I got to bring Shatwan up and let her preach. I ain't heard Shatwan preach. Praise the Lord. I haven't heard her. Tell you, I got to bring my Janice. I'm going to bring my daughters up, my grandchildren, and up and let them preach, have a preaching circle like we did with the sons and daughters. Hallelujah. That's going to be wonderful. All of them just preach, boy, and let them just exercise their gifts. Hallelujah. I believe that God has laid his hands on them. All right, people of God. Hallelujah. It's that time again. We got a whole hour here. Praise the Lamb of God to give concentration to. Praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic word and the flow today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, I was telling you, now you got to push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We ain't messing with you today. Put one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God on your phone pad. And we're coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming to you. Praise God. I was dreaming last night, this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. That I was in a warfare. And Satan was trying to occupy my space. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But I won the battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got him out. I got him out. Praise the Lamb of God. You know,
God
shows you things in the spirit, and it be in a physical tent. Hallelujah. But I tell you, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I handled that rascal. Praise the Lamb of God. I was telling some people yesterday, and I don't know why I'm being led to talk about this right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have to know that you have power over the enemy.
That's right. That's true.
You have to know that you have authority and power over the devil. And over all of his imps. If
that's
you don't,
right.
It will work havoc in your life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Find out that you don't know that you have the power. Hope I'm helping right now. I believe I'm talking in the spirit.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And you just ain't fall out and act like you some kind of baby with a bottle. Pray in your playpen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Devil is working havoc in your life. You must put on the armor, baby. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And go to work with
that
wrath. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, if you don't know what the armor is, then you better read Ephesians and get a grip.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't forget, praying always in the Holy Ghost. And you command that devil back to the pit from which he came. Hallelujah. And bind it up there in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. My son Timothy is my barber, and I'm coming to you 404-505. I see you. My son Timothy, praise, is my barber. Last night he was here. He said, Daddy, you know, he drives people to the hospital and stuff like that. He works for a company. He said, Daddy, the lady had cancer, and she was telling me something. He was telling me about it. He said, and she asked me to pray for her when I was taking her to the hospital. He said, I laid hands on her, and I prayed for her. He said, Daddy, and I declare, you came to my mind, Daddy, and I thought about, hallelujah, you told us we had power over demons and power to heal. And I pray for, he said, Daddy, she got in that van yesterday, water running down her eyes, and said the doctors gave her the report back. They can't find a trace of cancer in her body.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Let me,
hallelujah.
Ain't boasting in nothing. I'm just telling you all that you have to training up a child, and you have to allow yourself to believe this word.
Yes,
I got power over the devil because I believe the word of God.
Right.
According to Mark 16, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As many as believe on this word,
Jesus,
these signs shall follow them.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Shall cast demons.
Yeah.
Put your hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Yes,
my God, my God.
Glory,
I believe
Lord,
the word of
Lord,
God.
Lord.
Erico 404, your mic is hot.
Is that me?
Who?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't know who you are.
I am Tamika, Pastor.
Well, Tamika, you know, there's a lot of people with a 404 error code now.
thought you would know my voice by now.
How are you doing, daughter?
I am okay. I am just looking for something from God. I have court next week, and I felt this intense fear, and I know that fear is not from God. So I wanted to get on a radio station today and just be encouraged and hear the show and all of that good stuff.
So I'm going to tell you already, praise the Lamb of God, Allah, before you opened your mouth, the Lord said, I want you to prophesy to Tamika and tell her, when she go in court next week. Now, I didn't know nothing about your court date, but God said when you go in court next week, he going to show you that he is God.
Amen.
I hope you rest in that and let your nerves settle. Praise the Lamb of God. God said he going to show you that he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
That's victory already yours. I don't know what it's about. Praise the Lamb of God, but God is going to show up and he's going to show out on your behalf. That's Prophet Darrell's words right there. He's going to show up and he's going to show out on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of
Glory.
God.
Glory
to
you, Lord God. Thank
you. Just
wise
to get happy and get you a praise on before you go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He ain't failed us yet. Hallelujah. Mama told me he's a lawyer in the courtroom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know you'd have been in court with me so many times. Ah, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I see the breaking of day. Hallelujah. In your life is the Lamb of God. I see God, boy, oh boy, oh boy, allowing the breaker's anointing to break some stuff off of you, Tamika. That's been on you, praise the Lamb of God. That's been a heavy yoke. God's going to break it off. Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
God.
Hallelujah. I hear you singing that old song, I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to study war no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The war is over. Victory has been won. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Through and by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you got something to say, tell her?
Father, you have confirmed everything that the Lord spoke to me yesterday. And all I can do is rejoice with you, daughter. Rejoice.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
Again, I say rejoice. Because as I told you, the Lord said it's already done.
It's already done. It's done. That's a done deal. That's a big
done.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
I just want to tell my sister, when the apostle was speaking the prophetic word over you, the Lord gave you a dress code to wear.
Woo!
The Lord said, when you go to court, you make sure you put on all blue. Let everything that you put on, let it be blue.
Amen.
And you come out with V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Victory.
Amen.
I love God.
Victory is mine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know what else you want to hear, but that's all I got to tell you today. Praise
God
the Lamb.
That's so wonderful. God is awesome.
I love you. Kiss my agent for me.
I will. I love you guys too.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Our God is on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see who this is. 505 area code. 505 area
Hello.
Hello, Janelle.
Yes.
Albuquerque on the line, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Albuquerque is on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Ah, my God. My God. What you want to say to your daughter?
Janelle. The Lord gives me 2 Timothy 2 and 3 for you, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Version. so that you understand completely what the Lord is telling you. Take with me your share of hardships and suffering, which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord says, Janelle, that what you're going through is preparing you for where he's taking you. And with patience and faith, run the race and endure it as a good soldier, because you're not enduring it for you, but you're enduring it for Christ. Because where you're going, there's some things that you're going to encounter that God has specifically assigned for you to do. And I believe Prophet told you that you were going to set the captive free, the Lord said. You were going into the realm of darkness because God has given you the oil of the breaker. So the afflictions that you are going through and the suffering that you're enduring is all preparing you for where God is taking you, for your destiny. But God is saying be encouraged in going through it. Endure it as a good soldier. Because God is the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Prophet Darrell, thank you, Jesus, for your words today.
Janelle, I'm going to tell you this. See, my birth apostle need to quit putting me on with my birth because my birth be saying everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to tell you this. The Lord has already said, the Lord has already done what he said he was going to do. The Lord is getting ready to bless you above and beyond. He said he will bless you far as your eyes can see. If you can see across the street, that's far as your blessings going to go. But if you can see from here to China, that's how God going to bless you. And he said the money is on the way. The financial breakthrough is on the way.
Glory to God.
The financial breakthrough is on the way. Hallelujah. You just continue to stay in his perfect will. Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Continue to stay in his will, and everything else going to fall in line. Hallelujah. Because what his word said? His word said, first ye seek the kingdom of heaven. And all his righteousness and all these other things, which the worldly things, the carnal things, the tangible things, will be added unto you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Also, praise the Lamb of God. And this is for more than just her. This is for many of you. I want you to hear this, praise the Lamb of God, out of Psalms 37. And this is what I hear. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Now, this don't say weep and wail.
That's right.
Delight.
Delight.
You got to get happy because you're suffering. Because you know, praise the Lamb, that the glory beyond your suffering.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. He endured the cross for the glory beyond.
Amen.
You have to know that you know. Now, I heard what the prophets and the prophetesses are speaking to you, and I know they on point.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Stay in the will of God. God don't moonwalk. God don't look back, and God don't go back. Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah.
He's not a going back God. He's a going forward God.
Yes, he is.
You look forward, not backwards. Don't look at what it was.
Hallelujah.
I put that on the page this morning, those temporal things.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at what God is doing in your life. Look ahead. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Saints fall out, we crash, we have our pity parties because we're looking at what is and not as what is to come. Turn on your eyes now and look. Turn on your spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. God is doing a perfect work, and he's going to complete that. Praise the Lamb of God in you. Hallelujah. I heard what they, I heard what they said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From relocation, too. I heard what the prophet said, and it sounds like some relocation in there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep praying until God release, praise the Lamb of God, everything he wants in this season. Blessings be upon you. It's your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, breakthrough anointing today. It's on you and upon you. Be blessed, daughter. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh-wee.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I just love God. Man, I love God today.
Boy, I have a word for Bertha.
Well, you better give it to her before I open this mic. 818 waiting on me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Prophet.
I just want you to elevate your hands and say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
And when you begin to tell him thank you here, he said there's getting ready to be three doors that's getting ready to be opened up in your favor for a speaking engagement.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
in the, oh, my
thank
God. And in this one of these doors that's getting ready to open up for you, it's going to be a mass deliverance.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. And the Lord told me to tell you this. Every time when you get through ministering, you need to have you some lemon and honey. All because the enemy trying to attack your vocal cord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He
glory to
shut
Jesus.
Up your voice,
but yes,
as
Lord.
You begin, show God, see God speak. Oh, as
Lord.
You begin to suck on these lemons and honey, it's going to remove all the inflammation in your vocal cord.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
That's what the Lord said.
Thank you, God.
My
thank
God.
You,
look at God. God is awesome. He's a wonderful God. Praise the Lamb
thank
of
you,
God.
Lord.
Ooh, I just love him today. Praise the
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said he's going to open three doors for you to speak and engage. And get that voice together so you can speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you got to learn when you speak. Speaking and singing is a lot of like when you on the, when you're preaching and stuff. You got to do it from your diaphragm and not from your throat. You got to let that air push so you can save your voice. Pray if you do it from your vocal only, you're going to stay hoarse. You got to speak from your diaphragm. Praise the Lamb. Let the muscles in your stomach work more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Erico 818.
Yeah. Good morning.
Cammy.
Yeah, good morning, Prophet. How are you?
Cammy, man, Cammy, it's afternoon here. It's morning over there where you at. Praise the Lord. Y'all just getting the sunshine. Shine, rain, sound like everything going on out here. I don't know what's going outside my window. Praise God. I don't Hallelujah. But I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is in the blessing business today, Cammy. How you doing, Cammy? Tell me, baby. Papa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm still working on my faith because some days I'm down and, you know, and I'm doubtful. And some days I try to be stronger, but, you know, I'm still... You know, I'm still dealing with a lot of fear, you know, fear of failure and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just asking God for favor on that.
Now, you see, Prophet Dale, she wasn't around when James Cleveland made that song, There Is No Failure in God.
No.
There is no failure in God. Hallelujah. Oh. I don't think Prophet Dale don't make that Bertha know that song. James Cleveland used to, that wasn't James Cleveland, that was Charles Meeks, wasn't it?
There is not in God, it's in me. There is
yeah, there is no failure in God, baby. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You cannot fail. He upholds you with his strong hand, with his right hand. The Lord upholds you. The Lord has spoken his word over you. Praise the Lamb of God. God watches over that word himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me tell you, Cammy, Prophet Darrell, y'all going to have to let me do a little surgery on my daughter right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. You and birth, y'all just bear with me, and y'all be praying. Y'all can throw some wood on this fire and help me in this surgery. But I got to tell Cammy this right now. All y'all listen to this. All y'all with y'all lives lit up, we coming to you, but you need to hear this. Right? You need to hear this. Hallelujah. When God speaks a prophetic word to you, do you not know that he knows just at the moment that he released it to you whether your faith going to waver or not? Do you know that God cares more about your faith than you receiving the promise?
Mm-hmm.
He's not the author and the finisher of your promise. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. God is working on your faith, Cammy. And until your faith gets solid, hello, somebody. Till your faith gets... Faith don't waver even though the promise staggers. Even though the promise don't look like it coming, you know who promised. We keep looking at what we want to materialize, and we don't look at the materializer.
Okay.
See, when you recognize, I recognize that what's been promised to me has been promised to me by God and not man.
Right.
My faith has never wavered in God.
Oh, God.
Don't put no confidence in yourself. Don't put no confidence in no man. Put your confidence in God. Hallelujah. Now I need to ask you a question. Do you believe God can do this for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. No. You're not catching on, see? You're not catching on to this. Praise the Lord. You've been too confident in yourself and your abilities. And God is trying to be El Shaddai in your life now. God is trying to be the great I am in your life. God is trying to be Jehovah Jireh in your life. But as long as you think that you got a portion in this that you're doing that's going to make it happen, then you're going to get some glory out of that, and God ain't going to give you none.
That's right.
Now, I'm telling you, God is challenging your confidence in yourself versus the faith that you have in him. And if I was you, I'd turn it all over to him and put all my chips on him and let God do this thing for you, because you can't do it. If you could do it, it'd have been done already.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to ask you again. Do you believe God can do this thing for you?
Yeah, I receive it. I do believe it. I believe it. I know he can. I know he can. And I know he will.
God will do this thing for you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. See, that's what God asked that man at that pool, the Lord asked him. Is it your will to be made whole? I see you sitting here by the pool. But do you want to be made whole?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then delight yourself in the Lord and keep praising him and tell him thank you for doing what he said he's going to do. And stop looking at your own hand.
Hallelujah.
God lead and guide you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he shall bring it to pass. Bertha, She in your hands.
Woo! Jesus.
Tammy, as Papa was speaking, confirmation to the word that the Lord has for you according to your faith. Faith is a gift from God. And God is telling you to stir up the gift of faith that is in you. We are all given a measure of faith, but then our faith can increase as we grow and mature in God. And God is saying, according to 1 Timothy 1:6, he's trying to put you in remembrance of this gift of faith. And it's time for you to do some deep soul searching. Examine yourself. Let God purify you and stir up the gift of faith that is within you. And the song comes to mind, without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I will fail. Without God, my life is worthless and drifting like a ship without a sail. And that's what James compared faith to, a wavering ship without a sail. When your faith is not anchored in God, it's time to walk in obedience to the word and the will of God, Tammy. God says stir up your faith. Stir up your faith, the gift of faith. The inner man, the fiery man that's on the inside of you, said the Spirit of God. And when you do that, all things that God has promised will come in to fruition. Because if you put your confidence and prophecy in you, you don't need God to do anything. That means you can manifest it on your own. But you need God to move. And you need God to move right now. So can he stir up the gift of faith that is in you, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Prophet Darrell, anything?
No, you and my Bertha hit the nail all the way in. Now, ain't no hammering for me to do. You and my Bertha did it all. God bless you, sis.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you. My God, moving right along here. Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 321. Area code 321. People of God, your area code 321.
God bless you, Apostle. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who's calling?
This is Prophet Anthony, Apostle.
Oh, this is Anthony. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing okay, sir. I'm doing okay. How the people of God doing today? I love you all.
Bless. How you doing, Prophet?
God bless you. Man. Did you get home?
Yes, man of God. We are in the beautiful state of Georgia now, and we made it home. And to this evening, I got to go to the chiropractor. And to start the process of the lawsuit.
Oh yeah, man, you got to go there. You got to get that paper trail going. Hallelujah.
Yes,
make sure you go to the chiropractor and the doctors, and anytime you have pain, go in and get the medicines and everything, because that is going to help to make things work on your behalf. You and your wife and whoever else was in the vehicle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just make sure you keep that going. Don't stop until the doctor releases you. Hallelujah. Yeah.
May I be obedient, Apostle?
You can be obedient.
As I was sitting here listening, the Lord gave me, amen, a word, amen, for Prophet Sanders, as well for Prophet's birthday, and as well as yourself. For Prophet Sanders, are you there?
Prophet Sanders, you want this word?
I'm listening with my hands up lifted.
He said he's listening with his hands in the air, Prophet Anthony.
As I was sitting, the Lord began to deal with me with you, and he told me to tell you that he's sending the angel of revival to you. And as I see, and what I've seen you start catching on fire. I seen some of your body parts start catching on fire. So I believe that doors is going to open for you, and literally you're going to start feeling the flames of the Lord upon your body.
Oh, my Lord.
Flames of the Lord upon your body, because God is going to visit you with the spirit of revival.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God.
The Lord began to tell me that I agree with the prophetic word that Prophet Sanders gave to you. He said he's sending you to these ministries to birth and to bring deliverance. I see a baby. You're gonna help push out the word of the Spirit of these ministries to birth. Amen. Their destiny and the prophetic call that's upon the ministry.
Midwife. Midwife.
Birth in the ministry. Birth in that ministry to accomplish the full maturity that God has called it to stand in this season.
My God, my God. There it is.
With, I understand with sound prophetic instructions. God said, and when they open,
hallelujah,
the sound prophetic instructions that you give unto them, I hear the Lord said that they shall erect a building that will never fall.
Thank you, God.
Apostle, the Lord began to tell me, he began to tell you that you are now starting to receive the Benjamin's portion.
Jesus.
The Benjamin's portion. Glory to the portion that the Lord has set aside for you, man of God, for an appointed time. Glory be to God. And God says, now is that time for you to receive your portion in the land of the living. Now is your season.
Hallelujah.
To receive that which God has set aside for you this season. He said the Benjamin portion.
Amen.
Benjamin portion. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. My hands are open unto you, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are my blessed be God. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you. My God, my God. What a wonderful God we
have. Thank you, God.
I love y'all. I love y'all. I never met y'all, but I'm so connected to y'all. And I love y'all. Y'all keep me in prayer. Amen. And
we are connected. You know, I'll be there in a couple of weeks, man. I'm supposed to be in Atlanta the week of the 7th.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll get a chance to break bread together.
Yes, sir. I would love that. I would love that.
Thank you.
All right, then. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
All right, be blessed, brother.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful God. The Lord is going to shower you with blessings, though. I'm talking to you, Anthony. The Lord is going to shower you with blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Telling you what has seemed to be a setback is a setup. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God for a step up. Uh-huh. Praise God. Just use this to be the vehicle for your blessings to be ushered in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Tell your wife to be encouraged. Tell your wife to be encouraged. Tell her that, praise the Lamb of God, what seemed to be have been taken away, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is going to be given back. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Just remember my words. It's going to be given back. Praise the Lamb. Good measure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell her, don't even worry about that. God is going to do a perfect work in her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Matter of fact, Father, now in Jesus' mighty name, our God, even as she's going through, hallelujah, yes, God, as soon as the day comes, Father, that all the paperwork is in the same hour, I command healing to her body. Restoration to her body.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In that same hour.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Boy, I saw that thing there. Blessed be God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And it. And it's so in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Receive it, Jesus.
Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. My God. Hallelujah. I love God today. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. The Lord is our portion. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, we're moving right along here. We got a few more minutes. My goodness, but listen, my soul magnifies Christ, my Savior. Oh, Jesus. My God, I don't know what kind of God y'all are. Oh, God, but let me tell you something. I love Jesus today with my heart and my soul. Do you hear what I'm saying? I love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Jesus, Jesus.
I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me get us something here for praise the Lamb of God to help us in this. In this flow here, my goodness, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Ooh, the Lord is releasing blessings on you people. Hallelujah. All the way around. I tell you, the Lord is releasing blessings on you too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Showers of blessings.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. You can run into some money too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You finna run into a knot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah,
God.
There's more coming. There's more coming.
Hallelujah.
There's more coming. A greater portion. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, I see somebody writing a check for your ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the flow, for the bubbling, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Prophet, there's somebody finna write you a check. Prophet, there's somebody finna write you a check. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, they are. For the ministry, praise them. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus to help you do what you need to do. Praise the Lamb. Yes, yes, God. Hallelujah. Do it for him, God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, God. I bless you today. I bless you today. The Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Lord is so good. I love him today. I just love God. My. Praise the Lamb. Boy, I don't even know why I'm at on the line here, boy. I didn't off track. I'm down here somewhere. The Lamb of God. Let me see. I think I'm here right here. Oh, my God. Somewhere right here, I think. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Erico 973.
Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare, Prophet Darrell, and Prophetess Bertha. It's Elaine.
How you doing, Elaine?
Good, good.
Praise the Lamb of God. Your voice sounds good today and strong. Praise
God.
Hallelujah. You got an upward spirit on you today. Praise God. That's good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless Lord, oh my soul, hallelujah. My, praise the Lamb of God. Where we at, Prophet Bertha?
Oh, Jesus, Elaine, it's just amazing that you come on with such a vibrant spirit, because the word for you today that the Lord has is, I will bless the Lord at all times, and I can tell you've been doing that. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Everything that God has promised you, Elaine, God says it's already done. Just keep praising him, keep magnifying him, keep exalting his name, because the more you do it, the more you're pulling down your blessings into manifestation, says the Spirit of God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice, says the Spirit of God.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah.
And again, I say, rejoice. Praise the Lord. Prophet Daryl. Ooh-wee. I guess Prophet Daryl's not. Is you there, Prophet?
I'm here, Apostle. I'm here.
Do you hear anything for Elaine?
No, sir, Apostle. I'm, no, sir.
You going to sing something to her. You ain't sung all day. What's wrong with you?
On the Lord.
Yeah, here we go.
Waiting on the Lord.
There we go.
Don't mind waiting. On the Lord. On the Lord. You don't mind waiting on the Lord.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew this. They sound of like wind of an eagle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They shall run and not faint, walk and not get weary.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be blessed today. Be blessed today, Eli.
God bless.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Erico 267, we coming to you right now. Who's calling? 267 area code.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, Saints. My name is Stacy.
Stacy, where you calling from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, Philly. You down there with my friend George Gibson and all of them down there. Pastor Gibson, yes. Praise the Lord. Bishop Gibson, really. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Young, how old are you, daughter?
I'm 28.
What church you go to?
I don't have a church right now.
Uh-huh. That's your biggest problem. Praise
ding,
the Lamb
ding,
of God.
Ding, that's your
biggest problem right there, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. You have no covering. Boy, don't the Lord they do it every time, don't it? Every time. every time. I tell you, do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, you need a covering. People of God, let me tell you something. Don't let nobody deceive you. God is not going to go against his word. I have given you shepherds after my own heart. He's not going to go against his word. Praise the Lamb of God. We need a shepherd. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not going to let you run outside of the fold and rejoice in blessings and everything, people of God, and think you left the church, you blessed now, because you ain't a part of the church. God just blessing you all kinds of ways because you not a part. That's going against everything that he has founded upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't let nobody fool you. You need a covering. You need a covering, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daughter, is you working right now?
No, not right now.
You ain't working right now, and you're struggling, aren't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I have three.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me, daughter. Now listen to me. The first thing we got to do is to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to you get your life in line and in tune. It's so much going on in Philly, so many murders and all of this going on in Philadelphia. Praise the Lamb of God, until you and them children should be up on the pew at a church. Praise the Lamb of God. And them children need to be in a nice program. Praise the Lamb of God, children's ministry and this, that, and another. And there's many churches right there in Philly that you could go to. Praise the Lamb. No doubt there's walking distance from your home. Hallelujah. And some church is better than no church. Hallelujah. Now, I'm trying to be a blessing to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. See, there's no sense of me trying to remove something off of you that God has put on you. This ain't the devil on you. This is the hand of the Lord on you. Praise the Lamb of God to bring you to the place, hallelujah, where you need to be. And God has many blessings in store for you. Now, you may have been manipulated by the devil. The enemy may have tripped you and all of that. But God is picking you up today. This is not a put down. This is a pick up. Hallelujah. This is picking you up out of the dust now. Hallelujah. So that God can bless you and restore you as a daughter, as a princess in the kingdom. Hallelujah. As a princess, one of his daughters in the kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All God needs from you is obedience. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of repentance right now. Praise the Lamb of God. That's turning from your way, and you're going to turn to God's way. You're going to turn from your way, and you're going to turn to God's way. Hallelujah. And you're going to obey that word. Now, do you want this for your life? You do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray with me right now. Father in heaven, thank you, hallelujah, for this opportunity to come before your throne. Hallelujah. Hallowed is your name. Holy is your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And everything about you is holy, and we reverence your holiness. We know we're not worthy to come, but by your blood we come, by the mercy of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, forgive us for disobedience. Forgive us for rebellion. Forgive us for not living according to your word. We've slipped, we've fallen. But thank you that you're a God of another chance. Thank you, O God, that your mercy is great, that your tender compassions, hallelujah, are set for us. And thank you that your love is everlasting, for you are everlasting, God. And we commend your love to your daughter today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That as she repents and turns from, hallelujah, that has hindered her from being what you would have her to be. Oh, God, that you would shower your blessings upon her.
Yes.
You would bless her children. And our children's children. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, forgive us now of sins of commission and omission. Your word said if we confess it to you, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of unrighteousness. Cleanse us now. Restore and give back. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, daughter, I want you to know that you are accepted. Praise the Lamb of God in the holies, and don't let the devil tell you you're not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, don't touch the unclean things no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Walk away from it. Praise the Lamb of God. And turn your mind on Christ and on them children.
Yes.
And I want you to find your church home. I'm going to cover you, praise in prayer. And I want you to call back into the show Tuesday. We on Tuesday through Friday every week. I want you to call back in the show Tuesday and tell me that you went to church Sunday and you joined.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't want you to worry about how you dress. That you ain't got this, that, and another. And I want you to obey. The Bible say if you obey the prophet's words, you shall prosper. And as sure as God live, I'm his prophet.
Amen. Yes.
You do this, and God's going to bless you.
Amen.
Will you obey me?
Yeah.
Watch how fast it turn around for you. Matter of fact, if you're sincere right now, it's already turned around.
Yes, Lord.
Bertha, you have anything to say to your daughter?
Yes, I didn't get to that. What you say the name is?
Stacy.
Stacy. The Lord says it's time for you to develop a prayer life with him and to get into your word and to study more and to let him order your steps. God says also it's time to let go of past hurts and unforgiveness. Forgive them and let them go, because now you have stepped into a brand new life. You have accepted Christ, so it's time to totally let go of the past. And as Prophet was praying for you and with you, the Lord says when you begin to walk in obedience, job opportunities are going to open up for you, and things are going to turn around faster than you ever expected when you obey the word of God. But right now, God wants you to get a relationship with him and to mature in him and to draw close to him. And get in it fast, baby, because we're in perilous times. And this prophet said you cannot be without a covering. You need the grace of God for you and those babies. I love you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Prophet, anything you want to tell her?
I just want to say be encouraged and hold on, love.
All right.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed. Be blessed. I want to hear from you next week for sure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going right on. People of God, if we don't get people saved and get these backsliders and stuff back in place where they need to be, then this show is vain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Really what it's all about. I'm watching for the souls, praise the Lamb of God. I'm praying for them to show up in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 31325, your mic is hot.
I know that ain't the clown.
313. Moving right along. I think these people push one and then start doing, go to cooking or something. I don't know what they be doing. Praise the Lord. Erico 248.
How you doing, Apostle? This is Apostle Andre.
Andre, how you doing today, man of God?
I'm doing good. Busy at work, but I'm doing well.
Wonderful. So what you call in the
day?
We fine, man.
I was instructed to call in and press 1.
You was instructed?
Yes, sir.
My God, I wonder who's structuring you.
Exactly. She said she heard from the Lord for me to call in and press 1. I'm being obedient.
My God, ain't nobody told you to do that but Shatwan. I like one of her directives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, my goodness. Roberta, you hear anything for the man of God?
Apostle Andre, when I heard your voice, what came the Lord spoke to my mind was, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Stay the course. There's the Spirit of God. Do not let those that whisper in your ear remove you or turn you away from what God has called you and the course that God has you on. God says also there's some unforgiveness that you need to be to deal with. Past issues that need to be done. Let them go, says the Spirit of God. I place you on a new path.
Amen.
You cannot go further because they are blocking what God is trying to do within you. So now God is saying, let it go, release it. It's a done deal. It's over. Walk in your future. Walk in it clean, clear, and brand new, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. I receive that.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Brother Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
I just yes,
want to tell the apostolic preacher that God is pleased with your life. And when the Lord, and I come to understand when God is pleased with somebody's life, that he will take care of you. Not only that, he will meet every need. And the Lord said that he's going to meet every need, and the way has already been made for you. Things is already looking better for you, amen, hallelujah. God said this is a new life and a new start for you here, so said the Spirit of God. Not only that he said this is a new start, but he said this now is your new beginning. Hallelujah.
My God.
He said you've been living, but now you're just getting ready to live better. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to read this. Your future look mighty, mighty good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to see this thing, oh, God. God
yes,
told
sir.
Me to tell you, oh, my God, oh, my goodness. When you go to Nassau, Bahama, because I see you going there, then you're going to meet a preacher there that this door is going to open up for you here. And when you begin to walk in this door, hallelujah, oh, my God, it's going to add on to your ministry.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my
Hallelujah.
God. I'm just in accord with them there, my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We all in accord with you, brother. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. I'm Shatwan happy. Since she did that. We got one more caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me get to it. Love you, brother.
All right, bless you.
Error code 504.
Bless you up.
Oh, wait a minute. It ain't in yet. It ain't in. That is 504 error code. We can buy you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You can hear me, Prophet Shakespeare. This is Treva.
I can hear you loud and clear.
How you
How
doing?
Are you?
Prophet Bertha and Prophet Darrell. How is everything going? Everything going fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Trevia, are you going with us? Are you going to the sanctuary or not? I need to know.
No, I can't, Nate. I was so upset. We have these classes that we have in August. And when the date had came across, when our when Valerie had text the thing, and a date for the classes that came across that was already set, and I couldn't put it to, you know, the next following class that probably be in September, and they say, well, no, you can't do that because those classes are filled and there's nobody to switch and all that other stuff. Oh, was I so upset. I was upset. I cried. I was just upset. I couldn't believe this.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Well, let me do here. Let me see. Can I sell your seat? Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, we're going to the sanctuary. When is that now? We're going to the sanctuary the first week in August there in Wisconsin, and we want to. The what?
That's the 4th, 6th, and 7th for the sanctuary.
The 5th and 6th. We're going to the sanctuary. And praise the Lamb of God in Wisconsin. And we would love, we have a few seats, praise the Lamb of God, that's open. But you must get your $75 deposit in, Lamb of God, so that we can book you, praise the Lamb of God, so your registration and all of that can be filled out. And we can get that into the sanctuary so that the apostle can pray over the room that you're going to be in. I tell you, people of God, this has been a life-changing experience for me. The many times that I've been to the sanctuary, and I know it's going to add to my life again this time when I go with this group, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have the whole house to us, praise the PSMI International. Praise the Lamb of God is going to be to us these beautiful, clean, plush rooms and all of that that goes along with it. Praise the Lamb of God, the music, the altar, the brazen altar. You're going to have your own prayer closet, brazen altar in your room. I've come out of your room for nothing but to spend time with God. We want you to be there with us. But inbox us, do something. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just water. The sanctuary, we've been there many times. Praise the Lamb of God. The apostle is going to meet us there. And we're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful time with God. Revelation going to birth concerning your ministries, concerning destinies, concerning your purpose. Praise the Lamb of God as God reveals himself to you in a new way. I can't wait. I'm telling you, I wish I was there on the doorstep right now walking in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love to go. I love to go. To shut the whole world out for 3 days. Praise the Lamb of God. And spend time with God. It's a wonderful thing. In beautiful white water, that's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. I am. Come. Yes, am I. Come and go with us. All right. Now, my daughter, you're going to have to call in. We have time. The signal limit. You're going to have to call in tomorrow, Treva. And for prophetic words, praise the Lamb of God. If you who didn't get a chance today, call us tomorrow. Our intercessory prophet day is tomorrow, Friday. I love you all. I'm excited about your future. We got to go.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the lies and all the songs you let me write. Just the man I am today. Let them see you in me. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them feel you when I sing. Let them see you. Let them see you in me. Who am I without your grace? Another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand, passing quickly through your hand. I give my life and offer it. Take it all. let them see you in me. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them feel you when I sing. Let them see you. Just let them see you. Let them see.